to the Sonic VIP Experience Radio Redux.
Hello! It's your host, Archangel UK, here welcoming you to another episode of Radio Redux. A slightly later episode of Radio Redux, but at least a Radio Redux where the host is there. Naming no names of any other previous shows that may or may not be in existence. Any similarity to any Jocelyns living or dead is purely coincidental. Yeah, so we're a bit late, but in mind, just had a really enjoyable cluster buggery show with myself, Vija, Earthfarts, and Turbo on SSR. But now we're back, live on SSR and Radio Sega, and the track you were just listening to was The Lightless Black, which is nothing to do with shadow or a lack of light bulbs. It's actually a track from Sonic Riders Zero Gravity. I'm joined, as usual, by my co-host, who's currently working on a laptop on the bed behind me, and is playing... What are you doing?
Bingo.
Playing bingo for free. Does it involve going through, you know, various channels?
It plays by itself.
It plays by itself.
That's how I...
So you're not really so much playing bingo as watching a random number generator generate numbers.
Yes.
Okay.
But you could make money off of it, but you don't have to put any.
There isn't, like, you know, 1 to 9, and you have to go and land on various chips in order
to. Anything.
There's not like a bee and a crocodile complaining.
Nope.
Don't know. What are you doing? Etc. Hello to everyone who's listening in the IRC and who's listening elsewhere as well. So from Radio Sega we have Zagor Yoda, the Joiner, Retrix, M-Tails, Fra Fra Fry, Onigo Venato, D'Artagnan, Copper the Best, Biafra, AUK, whoever he is, and Resident SD, who is quite literally and Resident SD. Vija, who is now eating, judging by the previous show, he was presumably eating and cooking and broadcasting in a cave. Lots of echo, don't know what's going on there. Earthfarts, Tricky, the Mulletron, the Joiner, Spin, Sonic AD, Shadow Fox 04, Shade, Scotty, Ringtail Fox, Retrix, Resident SD, Nemain, Logocast, Joe Forever, Iris, Hedgy Lightning, Gerbilsoft, Onika Venato, Double N, Dickez, Dermot Cattail, D'Artagnan, Sindus, Anime Girl, MK, Biafra again, and the Almighty Chan. But Anime Girl is studying. I hope she's studying studiously. But whatever the case, if you, I can't honestly see how listening to this is an aid to study. But if you find it that way, then that's awesome. He's got a massive cave. Get out of his way! She's multitasking, apparently. Awesome source.
What's up?
Are you still playing bingo?
I'm doing other.
You're doing other things as well.
Yep.
Is that talking to Blake?
Yes.
Yes, okay. What can I tell you news this week? Are there any results? The answer is no. So I am officially firing my third judge, Demix, and we're going to get Turbo in instead. Turbo, who I'm assuming is listening in still... I hope he's listening. Anyway, Turbo, you have until next Saturday to get some MP3s to me of everybody's marks, okay? I'm sure you know the score with that, and if not, Earthfart can tell you exactly what you need to do, okay? So there, official, Demix is fired.
It's not a very nice shiny.
Hmm?
It's not a very nice
The Demix is Fired show. Actually, I'm not sure what we're going to call this show now, because it was going to be called the Necessary Coalition show. owing to the fact that we now in this country have a government, which we didn't last week. It was very good. But on the basis that the SSR showed beforehand, this would make like a month and a bit of covering for Dreadnux on his own show. On the basis that that was kind of a necessary coalition, I might use that name for that and call this something else. So there we go, the Demix is fired show. The Sonic style no more show. No, anyway, I'm sure he's very busy studying and doing stuff like that, but I've not heard anything from him. I sent him an email, so there we go. So, what's talked about this week? Oh, I don't know. Stuff, presumably. Hey, there was a sticker album released. Oh, wait. Everyone's discussed that, including us on the previous show. Which we failed to get yesterday, didn't we?
What?
The sticker album.
What? A sticker or something.
There's a sticker something. Album.
What sticker album? Is this like the FA Cup thing? Or?
No, the Sonic sticker album. It's amazing, isn't it? She lives and sleeps with the Sonic
You've
community
never
manager.
Told me
and she knows
this.
Nothing about what's going on with Sonic.
You never told me about
I married what?
You never told me about this.
Actually, I did. And I said to you, you know, remember when we were out yesterday?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I wanted to go to a WH Smith's because of they've released this Sonic sticker album.
You were also walking at an incredibly fast pace because you're a foot taller than me, so I didn't hear
Yeah, no,
what
I was.
Said,
I said that. I spoke that to your face. Your face. As pretty
I
as it is.
I did not register any of that conversation.
She doesn't listen to me, really, does she, folks? No. He doesn't listen to anyone. She fires the gun first and asks what type of gun it was later.
Pretty much. Is there a problem with that?
That biker went, hell, I'm less in touch with the community than most, and I knew the sticker thing.
No, I'm completely...
Apparently, radio's not been discussed on Radio Sega yet, the sticker album thing, so... For posterity, over in the UK, a chain called WH Smith's, who is... bookstore, stationers, multitasking. Is there a, what would you do? You know what would be an American equivalent of WH Smith? Would you say?
God crap.
God crap.
No, I'm trying to think, and I'm totally like blanking out completely. There's like, oh shit. I guess it would be like just any of the bookstores. Really, there's not really a big old chain. I've never been. Kind of a bookstore sort of deal in a mall.
Anyway, yes. So there's.
I don't really have them as much as you do. Oh god.
So there's a sticker album, basically.
And
it's in the and in this UK chain store, and 140 stickers, Sonic sticker album, which is kind of major. Everyone went nuts, and it was all found out when somebody tweeted at Sega. Which I'm on during European hours, so if it's like 9 a.m, it's most likely me. And Kelly seems to have put Kelly after every one of her tweets now. She mentioned something to me about some tool. I don't do that on the basis that I think it'd be more useful, you know, saving a few characters and having a more accurate description tweet, but that's me. Plus, you know, if it's during European hours and America are asleep, it's probably me. Biafra is hitting Wikipedia. What's Wikipedia done to you, big bully?
I beat Wikipedia.
You beat Wikipedia's ass with a paddle, and you like it.
Somebody should.
They've changed their look recently, haven't they, Wikipedia? I'm not sure, when did that happen? It was this week. You go on Wikipedia and see what I mean.
Oh, have they really?
Yeah, they changed their layout. Everyone's changing their layouts at the moment. Tesco changed their layout. YouTube changed the layout again. Wikipedia changed the layout. I think Hotmail are doing some tweaks as well now. Anyway, moving on. Anyway, so yes, despite the fact that it says in it that there's a poster and foil stickers, which apparently got removed, but the text didn't. Yeah, it was all kind of news to us, but never mind. Never mind, indeed. Blake Draco says it was National Change Layout Day.
It doesn't look that much different. It's slightly sleeker. I can't say it's
sleeker, yeah.
It's very subtle.
Oh, changes. Google as well. Google did their change. Changed the logo slightly. Changed the actual logo a bit. Yes, they did.
There's like these slight changes. You people.
It's Google! I mean, it's not like.
I heard they got in trouble recently, but I don't know why.
What?
I don't know what it was, but I saw them on the news this week, and I forget what it was. Something about Google, and I think they were in trouble for some reason or something.
Google are always in trouble.
Well.
Because they Google.
I don't remember. God, I see things, and it's just like, it falls right out of my head, I swear to God. But I know I saw
technically Google and YouTube are the same, so.
That's true now, but I think it was specific.
The same company. I should know, because I've gone to Google's London headquarters and talked about YouTube with them.
Yep. Because you were busy going, yeah. Why can't I delete all this bullshit?
No, it was more along the lines of, we got there, and Google's headquarters... It looks kind of plain on the outside, and you get up there and it's like, why aren't all offices like this?
Oh yeah, you'd love that.
I like a drink. Really, sir, would you like this Coke?
Oh yeah.
Help this. Yourself. Here, have a beer instead.
You were pretty...
Have upset. Some breakfast, it's on the house. Why can't all offices be like that?
Yeah.
We get paid gajillions of money, and then they think they need, then give us them for free.
Yep.
Oh well. There we go, whatever. Barnes & Noble, Biafra says, would be a good example of Dudley
Barnes
Smith.
Barnes & Noble, yeah, she's completely correct.
Anyway. That's actually pretty much it on the news front, to be honest, isn't it? I need a drink, because we've had actually an awful lot of chatting already, at least I have. Much I'd love you sitting down in front of this and
nobody
letting
wants to
rip.
Listen to me talk. They come to listen to you.
No, they come to listen to us bicker, dear. There's a difference. Mm-hmm. I think we'll hit the questions early, to be honest. It was going to be a short show anyway. So, we can just continue that, really, to be honest. Okay. Time for some music. But I have to have a request. Where is his request?
Earthheart demands I take over your show.
Earthheart demands, does he?
Yes, he does.
Earthheart demands many things. Earthheart gets...
Some of them.
Yeah, some.
I dare you. Okay, he's daring me, so that means...
Awesome. That means I'm just going to leave you to talk about Sonic-y stuff for ages. On the plus side is that we should hopefully be able to announce Summer of Sonic's location soon.
Next week,
maybe next week, if not the week after.
Very soon.
Put this way, I'm currently just finalising things. Earthheart's now bothering me. Apparently, Earthheart says he gets some.
He gets some.
What? I don't want to know about your personal details. Honestly, filthy beast. Messaging me with his perverted things. Lost Impact. I hope he does. He's my friend. Lost Impact is requested.
Yay.
Lost Impact is requested. Somewhere in amongst all this nonsense, Lost Impact is requested. So, we'll have that, and then we'll have another track as well. I think somebody else has messaged me with a request. Derby Kale wants Dragon Road today. Didn't we have that on a show not that long ago?
Couldn't tell you.
We'll have it anyway. Dragon Road Day. There we go. So we got 5 minutes 30. You right there?
Yes.
Five and a half minutes of stuff. You're listening to Radio Redux, where I don't know.
Stuff happens.
Where stuff happens. Incredibly exciting stuff. Oh yeah. Because this show has a really boring delivery, apparently.
It's like, does it?
Yeah, I hear on the grapevine that it's a very sort of, it's a bored, laid back delivery because we only talk in a bored way like
you
that.
Wait.
Yes.
If anyone thinks I am.
Now's a listener request for Lost Impact. Personally, I don't like Lost Impact. It is a game level which has very little in the way of design that I like. And I'm now going to drone on about it for the next 20 minutes. No, alternatively, you can just shut up and enjoy the damn level and here's the music for it. Have fun. Be back soon.
Radio Redux. Listener request. Radio Redux.
Keep your eye out for Dr. Eggman now.
I know it makes you laugh. Welcome back. Just listening to Dragon Road today from Sonic Unleashed. That was another request. What is a request? Well, it's almost, it's a bit like, you know, we ask someone if they could do something.
Nah, that sounds too diplomatic.
It's what you tell someone, that's what, they, what, you, what's what you require in order to make you happy, regardless of the positive outcomes of the overall general situation.
Mm-hmm.
Is that better?
Yeah, sounds
good. Awesome. Anyway, we're back. Right, kind of a loss of what to talk about, in all honesty.
Well, that's because you've been chatting away for the past.
Yeah, but we only chatted about one particular thing. How's your week been, Echo?
Alright, we got our Xbox back.
That's very true, the Xbox is back! Yay! And it plays discs!
Yep.
Yay! There's about 5 360 games that I own that I have not been able to play properly yet. And they're all sort of like queued up, waiting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a drink now as well, which is awesome.
Happy Joe's
happy. Happy AUK is a happy AUK. Yeah. So, stuff going on. We'll go on to the questions, and because Biafra says, may your Xbox never red ring.
Let's hope so.
May your PS3 become more than just an over expensive paperweight. Earthworld says Q&A AUK question mark, which in itself is a question for Q&A AUK.
Never! Why would you think we would do such things? You liar! You farce! We will kick you out of this country! No.
Doctor!
No.
Medic!
No. We were not that dead.
Ciao!
Oh, hell no. Big purple.
Yeah. So what, big purple?
I'm plagued with blobs. I don't really know what else to describe it as.
But big purple. You're playing with blobs.
Yes.
Your guess is as good as mine, folks.
Ooh, interesting.
And really does dread to be... Okay, Earthheart needs a dispenser there. Yeah, you need a dispenser of non-alcoholic rum. Or grog. Get Vija to build you one. He's an engineer.
Degree useful for something.
I'm sort of just looking through what's actually out. Speaking of the PS3, actually, the All-Star Racing, the premium theme came out this week.
Did it?
Yeah, that surprised me a bit because it was supposed to come out the other a couple of weeks back.
That's so.
Yeah, so I'm somewhat confused as to why it didn't then and has now. But never mind. Mm-hmm. In terms of what else came out this week in terms of news, that's really it, really. So full 1080p HD visuals are apparently confirmed for Sonic 4 on PS3 and Xbox 360. Apparently. It's confirmed. Somebody's confirmed it.
Ooh.
Somebody has, honestly. I think it is 1080p. Not seen anything that says otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, no, we've confirmed it now, says a magazine. But then again, I'm pretty certain Nintendo Action said there would be like 5 parts to Sonic 4.
Why would they say such a silly thing?
I have no idea what they are thinking. At no point has there ever been
so much ridiculousness spewed.
But yeah, I could no. Yes, but I think reason dictates it's probably not going to be 5 parts for Sonic 4. But then again,
Why not?
But again, one could also argue, why? When has certain parts of Sega ever listened to reason?
Yeah.
But we'll never know. We'll never know. SummerSonic news, we've already sort of covered that, really. I'll see if I can
Do we have anything to confirm besides the fact of the location?
Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to say something then. That was
know, you're convinced I'm going to spew all this.
Yes,
stuff,
I am!
I could, but I won't, so there.
You won't, you'd like
I'm
my...
Too
you,
smart
she
for
likes
it,
my.
See?
She likes my job.
That's more than a job.
It's a buffet for your head. Who knows? Angel, what's the date?
It is the...
16th. Alright. Just wondering. Who knows? There may be something sooner rather than later, news-wise.
Woot.
To do with a game.
A game? Is that all we're getting? That's a bit of a tease, don't you think?
There might be some news coming soon on Sonic 4.
Really?
As for when, well... I will tell you right now, actually, that two sites
have done nothing to help you.
No. pay attention to Retro and Stadium.
I missed it by that much. Wow. Not cool.
Next week. Well, they might well. I'm sure they're always on the ball anyway with these things. They tend to know about stuff before I do most of the time now, so... Hey, there we go! Probably I'm getting better with a heavy accent. I really wasn't trying. Sonic the Hedgehog says, "Hey, AUK."
What up, dude?
Hey, AUK! Hey, Sonic the Hedgehog. You owe me, like, a fiver, by the way.
He knows.
Tall guy says, "Kiss me, Doctor."
No.
Kiss me, Doctor!
No.
Apparently, official Twitter app is now on Android, which makes me really hate anyone who has an Android phone. No. But these ask what I actually confirmed then, and I think I confirmed that.
The lack of confirmation?
I confirmed what you call kind of already knew, which was that news is coming.
Woo news.
Oh. Essentially, I confirmed that Ruby is right, and that there's stuff coming. Which is what he said before. I don't know. It's hard. It's terrible when I do this because there's actually so much I could tell you about all sorts of things. But I can't, of course. I can't. AK, you going to do the Valve move and get Sega to release a game for free a week? Joking.
Good luck
yeah.
with that.
Yeah, when we have, you know, a platform that we essentially own.
You let us know when that happens.
Steam is practically Steam. You could almost count as the fourth platform.
In a way, yeah.
Or fifth platform, maybe. Or so sixth, seventh. Hang on, there's quite a few now.
He's losing this count.
No, I'm just thinking of this. You've got 360, Wii, PS3, PSP, DS, and then I. Sort of phone, pad, touch, all those. So it'd be the seventh then, would be Steam. Shadow Fox also needs a dispenser, and also, Shadow Fox, you apparently also need a space bar. Oh, PC as well, that's just the eighth. Alright, Gizmondo, oh no, I've got the Gizmondo.
Yes!
Yes, I forgot the Gizmondo.
No, I beat a level that was annoying.
What are you playing now?
I am playing Bluey.
Apparently the Scout has no space bar. Sonic the Hedgehog asks, AEK, do you live in the Sega Europe building?
Sometimes. For the other half of his waking life, yeah.
It seems like it sometimes.
Sometimes he does. I remember, what was it last year? Like, he spent 3 days in Sonic or something. A couple of days.
What? Can you rephrase that from, I spent 3 days in Sonic? Because that sounds really bad.
Did.
I did not have sexual relations with that hedgehog.
Show me on the doll where he touched you.
he kept talking about this ring.
And he wanted it.
Apparently it would give him powers.
Oh god.
I didn't know. He asked if I could wear these tails.
Oh god.
And follow him about everywhere. Oh, stop.
He's scarred from that. No. Oh. What?
Ah, nothing. I don't know, really. I mean, I've slept in it a couple of times.
Yes.
I've done all-nighters there a couple of times.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm... Although not in that particular building. I haven't. It was in the other. It was in the Sega Networks building that I've sort of spent the night. Not in the Sega Europe office. Although I have certainly been there. There was a period earlier this year where I was there. I was the first one in and the last one out. For a week, basically. I was turning the lights on in the morning and I was turning the lights off
nice.
In the evening.
Yeah, there was just all fun. A few nights.
All fun. That's kind of neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm.
Biafra says, Wii Shop PSN Live, iTunes, Steam, Direct to Drive, Android Market, and DSi. That's good. I'm sort of confused as to what's going on really in the chat, because there's apparently Unique Bonato is saying to Earthfar that any time during future Radio Redux shows are a good time for him. But for what? Dare we ask?
Well, you know, they're imaginative. Let them decide on their own.
Mm-hmm. Questions and answers. Answers and questions with some Q&A UK and EH on bingo, maybe, possibly, I don't know.
I'm not bingoing anymore. I stopped the bingoing.
She stopped the bingoing. Awesome. Thank heavens for small mercies. Right. Earthart says we are trying to trade Pokemon on the Eon forums.
Well, if I could connect to the internet, I'd be right there with them, but I can't.
What do you mean connect to the internet? You're on a laptop.
No, I meant, like, there's a... Never mind.
I think you need to have the code thing, don't you?
No, it's just that it doesn't work with the Nintendo or whatever, and it just doesn't want to do it.
Doesn't like it. Let me see. I'm sure it must be just you got to input the key. For the wireless, that's probably more likely. And then you'd be able to. And then you'd be able to trade online Pokemon. But if you want to trade Pokemon, on Eon there's a sub forum about it now. Where you're actively trying to trade them. Apparently the internet doesn't work with certain things.
Yeah, it's just fussy as hell.
Well, that's not my fault.
No, it's not.
But yes, Q&A UK questions. And DH, of course.
Yippee skippy.
Yippee kaye skippy doodah. I'm actually going to log in because that might be more useful.
Will it?
It's like,
will it?
No, I don't want to register. I own the damn board. Stupid thing. If you go to sonicrex.com/board, that'll tell you all you need to know. If we're going to.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do. Questions for season 5. Bum 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 bum. Join of Sonic Fans asks if Sonic Shuffles, Illumina, and Super Mario Galaxy's Rosalina were ever to meet, approximately how many fan fictions do you think it will spawn? How many of them will actually be worth reading? The answer, I think, would be 6 for the number of fan fictions. There'll probably be one that's worth reading and two that are savable.
You're talking to the man who basically hooked a chick on based on fan fiction, so he knows what he's talking about.
And probably about 500 Rule 34 images. That was a really weird reaction there that you did. I'm not sure if it was good or bad, and I'm going to skip over it in case it's either. Fire in the Hole asks, is there a Metal Espio? Why would there not be?
I guess it just wouldn't really make sense in my book. Whatever floats your boot. Oh, hell yes.
All life form data has been...
something.
Stabbed in the back with a knife.
Although he's been doing quite well in the recent comics.
Espio is one of the... in the Archies is one of the main characters. It's like the secondary tier character now, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome, because I think Ian's big on Espio.
Mm.
Big on chameleons, big on the causes of chameleons. So that'd be good. I should email Ian again, actually, and just sort of say hello again.
Hmm.
Since he forwarded something on for me the other day, which was pretty awesome. Pretty awesome of him. Okay, what's your favourite fast food restaurant? For fast food, probably McDonald's.
Yes. Very much.
Because Burger King's shit.
It's also more expensive.
And more expensive.
Yes.
And also shit.
It's not that shit. You didn't completely die after having what?
I didn't completely die, I just felt like my stomach was burning.
Well, you feel that a lot, so...
No. Echo, do you like waffles? Waffles. Belgian or potato.
Oh.
All kinds taste great. Oh, yes, they do.
Stop singing that song.
Call them waffles.
There's two waffles.
Invented
songs.
By Gandhi. Why not keep several handy for moments when you need waffles? Whiffle, waffle, whiffle, waffles.
This is what you unleash upon
waffles,
my
mind. Waffles, waffles.
When you ask things like
waffles,
this.
Waffles.
I will waffle your brain.
All kinds taste great. Oh, yes, they do.
Okay, I'm good.
Blue Fox asks, if Islander users die first, who dies last? This is from Team Fortress 2, where I have an infinite hatred of anyone who uses an Islander sword. Which is a sword that the Demo Man wields, which
yes,
is which
know,
ridiculously
like
overpowered, and I
it
hate
like
it.
A sword.
Yeah, it's a sword. Islander. It's a
Highlander sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a it's a claymore.
Claymore? Why wouldn't you play with it?
Because it's a ridiculously overpowered sword.
Wee.
Like, congratulations, you've been hit by it, you've been decapitated. Awesome. The reach on it is ridiculous as well. It's monstrous. It's in the vague area of your torso. Awesome, you're beheaded. What is the smell test? Is question 2. Echo, what's the smell test?
What do you figure it would be, exactly?
I don't know.
A test with smell. Go figure.
Mm-hmm. But question 3 is quite funny, actually. because it's like, does my hat look awesome? Now, unfortunately, Blue Fox, after doing this, apparently changed his avatar. Mm-hmm. Because his avatar is now Big the Cat.
Yes.
So unless his hat is a full facial mask of Big the Cat,
which I somehow doubt,
it's rather difficult to discern whether or not his hat is awesome.
I'm getting not to be sure about that.
Well, I'll go for the fact that it is awesome, and you go for the fact that it isn't awesome. And then in between, we'll sort of say that it's mildly acceptable.
Yep.
Awesome. Incidentally, Blue Fox's signature just says hot and spicy potato waffles, which one can only assume are waffly versatile. Mm. They go with beans, bangers, bakers, fish fingers. Doc Unknown says, "What is your favourite TV show?" Echo Hawk.
My favourite TV show.
Your favourite TV show.
Like right now? Like as I'm here, or like 10 years ago? Probably.
Currently.
Currently.
The Echo Hawk of now, as opposed to the Echo Hawk of the past.
Well, I didn't say it's our favourite thing to do in a weird way together, just to watch The Lion Man right now. It's like, oh, the kitties, with the bikinis. Yeah, that's totally me.
Resident SD finishes off the advert that I was actually singing the jingle for earlier. Mm-hmm. Which is actually for Bird's Eye potato waffles.
You see what?
Eggs in, eggs on, gammon, steak jobs, grill them, bake them, fry them, eat them, bird's eye potato waffles, they're waffly versatile. Gabby has arrived on the Radio Sega.
Oops.
So, you mean oops?
I made a mistake.
Gabby's arrived. Oops. We can't.
I'm supposed to take care of him.
Oh, Mina's on the train back home now. Oh, that's a shame.
Balls
McGee, I would say. Hedgy Lightning says, open question to the IRC.
Oh, for God's sakes, I'm tired of these. They last all day and piss everyone off.
Worst fanfic you've ever read. I know what I'm starting here.
You're starting hatred, and I don't appreciate it.
Apparently Resident SD is eating the Sega ages. Gabby says hello.
Hello.
I think that says any Sonodofic.
Nah, there's a couple I quite like. There's actually, I hate to say this out loud, but there was one particular pairing that no one on God's Green Earth should think about for too long or too hard, but what's the name of the guy from Eraser, that's the one. Eraser from
Eraser Gin.
Secret and Rings or whatever.
Eraser Gin X who?
Sonic.
God.
No, but see, now this will break everyone's...
Shara, grant me a wish. That rat there.
No, but it wasn't more what the pairing was, but it was the way it was written was really well
We've
done.
Gone back to yaoi couples again, haven't we? From last week.
But it was really, I mean, stupidly well written. Best fanfic I've read since yours, basically. Just really, really good writing, above all else. And I don't care what couple it is for the most part, it was exquisite writing.
Apparently all Amy X Metal fanfics.
Yeah, they're alright. Uh-oh, Blake's gonna laugh at me because I think I told him. I showed him that fanfic.
You broke Blake Draco's brain.
I don't know what he thought about it.
Shara, grant me a wish.
No, it was like he beat up Sonic and then so he
rub
got to
my lamp.
Capture and they tortured Shara by having relations.
By shagging Sonic?
Yes. Then again, there was...
for 1001 nights, presumably.
No.
Mm. count the day, count the nights in which I will abuse you. Rat.
Yes, he does call him rat. I don't know what the hell the whole rat hedgehog thing is, but it kind of...
I'm not a rat. I'm a hedgehog.
And he does the... I was like, shut up. We get it. You two hate each other. Shut up.
Actually, wasn't that like two... Wasn't that like two game... Essentially two games in a row?
I don't know
where Sonic wins and defeats the bad guy by blowing out a flame.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Inadvertently, that's two in a row.
Just blow out a flame. Everybody you've blows won. Out a candle, you've defeated.
Burt Kelly, you've won. Paradox need to do that.
It's like, just like...
Here's your end boss is essentially a
birthday cake.
A WarioWare game? That's what it is. It's
no,
like,
it's a birthday cake. That's it. The cake is alive. Suck it. Yes.
Oh dear. Any
I think I've just broken a few brains, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Although I've seen a lot more pairings than most people should in their right lifetimes and lived and still talk and function as a part of society, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And appear normal.
Sponsors music in background so the show seems less amateur.
Ha! Ha! I'd love to see
you.
Anyone else do this shit because it's so easy, you know?
Mm.
This shit's just rolling off of our tongues. We totally just make this shit up as we go, don't we?
Mm.
We don't put any effort or any hours into this outside of the public view or, you know, mm-hmm. actually try. But thank
we're
you.
We're here.
But thank you.
Where's your show, Spondy?
Suck it, bitch!
Anyway.
It had to come out. I'm sorry. I apologize profusely for my befoulment of the language. Stuff.
Indeed. Anyway, we will go for a music break now.
Never. They want to hear us talk.
What shall we have music wise? I'd like something from Sonic Adventure. Pardon me, Sonic Adventure.
Sonic Adventure. That's fine. That's cool.
I've caught the Echo Hickitis.
I get Echo Hicks all the time. You make fun of me and I want to. It's not very nice. I get the distinct hiccup, so what? Is it that funny that I just drink something or
something? Yes, amazingly.
I don't know what it is about it. I just have a big diaphragm or something.
Mm. Windy Hill.
Windy Hill.
Is that somewhat appropriate? Windy Hill's coming up next, and then we'll have a couple other tracks as well, but you'll have to wait and find out what those are.
Piss off, Bingo.
Mm-hmm. I love how people are getting really critical about the professionalism of the show. I don't know what they're goddamn expecting.
It's a show. They're like, oh, you guys bicker all the time. You guys do this. No, you never do this. Like, shut up. Want to do it better? Do it yourself. That's my job. That's what I say.
Damn. Yeah.
We're trying our best here, man. We don't got Sonic Hour to lean on. We got... How many other shows are still going right now? Like, a handful, right?
Yeah, there's a few.
A handful.
Here's the music, so you can all get some more criticism ready, Spondy. Fuck's sake. Radio Redux. And we're back.
Are we?
We are indeed, yes. The tracks you were just listening to was Windy Hill from Sonic Adventure, which ended somewhat abruptly for reasons I don't quite understand. And you had Green Hill from the 8-bit version of Sonic the Hedgehog. And then after that, you had Wave Ocean, the Inlet from Sonic 06. Those last two being requests from the Radio Sega side. Apparently, Resident SD is Resident Evil's brother. But, yeah, whatever. Taliku asks, AK, what was your reaction to seeing the Black Cauldron for the first time? Was this the Disney film? If so, it's quite a reach that I would have seen Black Cauldron. I have, but...
Yeah.
It's one of those films that probably not many people actually have seen.
You'd be surprised.
It's very dark.
It is a bit dark for Disney, that's for sure.
It is dark. It deals with bringing back the dead.
A little bit.
In quite gratuitous detail, actually. In places. My first reaction to seeing the Black Cauldron was, hey, that's good. What are these books that it's based upon? Because that the film of the Black Cauldron wasn't actually an accurate representation of what goes on in the books itself. But there we go. Good question, actually.
Oh, crap.
But yes, it was, yes, it was, based upon Lloyd Alexander's Chronicles of Prydain series, which is, somewhat based upon Welsh mythology. I didn't know that, actually. It's based upon Welsh mythology. Who'd have thought it? It's not all, it's not exactly, you know, rainbows, flowers, smiles, and sunshine, to be honest.
It's dark, yeah. It's fair to say. It's a little bit of a different style, that's for sure.
It actually made a loss.
What do you mean? Oh, it made a loss?
Hmm. It was also the first animated film from Disney to get a PG rating.
Well, that's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
It was alright. It was definitely unique. Oh, God.
Awesome. There was quite a lot that was cut, apparently. Quite a lot of the Cauldronborn action was cut from the film. One cut involved Cauldronborn killing a person by slicing his neck and torso.
Awesome. I wonder why these cut these
things. It created a jump in the film's soundtrack, so it's actually noticeable. Taran kills a load of foes while he escapes for the first time, and the young princess is partly nude in one part of it. She has a
nude Muppet.
She has parts of her Muppet. It's animated.
Wait,
and she's
Black
girl.
Cauldron.
The Black Cauldron. You're thinking of Dark Crystal.
Dark Crystal. I'm so screwed up in the head right now.
Another scene cut features a man being dissolved by mist. Wow. No version of the film with the removed scenes restored has ever been released. It's kind of crazy. Shandy says, I tried to use a wrench in a level of Portal. It stopped fans. I win. Only if your name is Vija. So, back to the questions, because I think that one's kind of answered. And we're actually almost at the end of the question, so...
Wow.
Actually out of time, anyway. The show's been going for how long has the show been going
not
for?
Not that long, yeah. Goofball, you started a half an hour late. It's only been an hour.
An hour, 11 minutes, and about 20 seconds, to be precise.
Fine.
That's good. That's good times. That's good. No, I normally used to do 1.5 hour shows, and it sort of has become 2 hour shows again.
Well, that's because you had someone to talk to.
I know. It's great, isn't it? Anyway, Join Us Sonic Fans did give us another question. If you do have further questions for us, please, by all means, you know, PM us those. I think there is a couple more in the MIRC. If you had the chance to revive a martial artist to fight alongside a still-living martial artist against an onslaught of monster peons of sheer badassery and entertainment, who would the team-up be and whose minions would they be fighting? Well, Bruce Lee... and I don't know. Quick, think of someone.
What?
Help.
Everybody who played in Hero. I don't know.
And everybody who played in Hero.
Yes. They kind of were all something. I don't know. I'm not really good at the kung
fu. God.
Yeah, God's a good
thing. Jesus. I'd resurrect Jesus. He was a double black belt in Taekwondo. A blue belt in 3 different forms of karate. Which never gets to go to the gradings, unfortunately, so it's rather difficult for him to get a higher belt. That's that. Dear, oh dear. Right. What else have we got? Questions-wise. Fast feet around. Lots of people are coming back on. Did a lot of people get dumped out of the chat rooms? Everyone's being renamed this as Resident SD at the moment. For reasons I don't quite understand. Joyner points out that I'm kind of disappointed that no one else made it known that Wave started using her wrench threateningly long before Tails did. That's true, but she spelt her name wrong upon it.
Did she know?
Sort of Wave the Swallow or something.
Well, that's a Japanese
word. English. I need to ask what character boss minion from the pre-adventure era would you bring back to the series? Knack.
Of course.
Knack / Fang. Doesn't really need much of a description there. Knack / Fang. Biafra asks some questions. You honestly think I'm going to answer the third one? You've got another thing coming. Question for you.
Me?
Yes, relating to something on Twitter.
The fact that I never use it.
Your message, wake up call, fighting neighbours and fighting in the street, some things don't change. Her response is, ever tried, stop shouting, some of us are adverb / verb, insert activity / verb of your choice.
You know, we could just move eventually. That'd be cool with me.
Mm-hmm. Ah! I can do that. What are you doing?
Thank you. Talk about lack of professionalism, I know. Seriously.
Who do you think you are, Jocelyn?
Excuse me, I'm doing your show. Our show, what the hell? And I can play games, so you know what? Bitch ain't got nothing on me, okay? Seriously. Somebody go and slap that boy and tell him he has a show to do. So, honestly, I give full permission.
I just love the fact that you get more and more American as you get angrier.
What I do! It's like the Southern comes out too, and I hardly have a Southern accent.
Gosh.
I only lived in Kentucky for less than.
Fur. I only lived in Kentucky for about 14 years.
There is
a wind.
Heave you out, that sucker.
Good luck heaving me out of there, honestly.
You'd probably just land on the roof and stare at me like stupid. No, when I get mad,
look like
I
a very overweight cat, presumably.
I get the weird accents. I get. This is gonna sound weird. I get an Irish accent sometimes too.
Yeah. How do we
and
know?
And you laugh, you make fun of me. For
just random twangs start coming out of you when you
yes!
get flustered. It's just really funny.
And then, of course, the southern comes out and I get all annoyed.
You weren't born in Down Under by any chance, were you? You didn't adopt this American American.
I'm a southern
accent.
Californian who moved to Michigan and adopted a northern accent, pretty much, because that was where most of my life was. Good 14 years of it, pretty much. And only for the past 6, I was down in Kentucky. So. It just kind of happens, and it's like, I can't imagine what Sophia must sound like when she gets pissed off. Because, damn, if she's got all that, she might just get all Spanish up on your ass, and it's like, yeah. I just get all Southern for some reason, I don't know, but yeah, anyway. Nobody cares. What are you staring at?
The screen and what people said.
Are they being intelligent, or do I have to smack them in place again?
I know what we're going out on because somebody requested Alpha Dog, so we might as well have that.
Yay! I'm not a big fan of that, and you completely just don't see the real thing of it.
I don't like Alpha Dog that much, actually.
You just can't get into it, man.
I like most of these stuff, but AlphaTalk's the one thing I'm
just
not
don't
that
get
keen
it.
On.
Yeah. It's all it is, man. Everybody's entitled to
it. I told him that as well. And he was like,
he didn't
He
care.
Was upset.
Oh, stop. You act like he's truly hurt by your opinion.
I was a little critical of so much more in the early stages, and he was a little bit sort of upset by that. Because I actually sort of said, well, actually, perhaps that could have been that way.
Well,
and he was like, oh, sorry.
Honestly, I fully agree with what he's done so far.
But, you know, on the basis that I had done, I had obviously released an album that I was qualified to comment on it. naturally. Earth Art says, if you had a PS3, what games would you want to own for it?
I'd try God of War.
Yeah, God of War.
Definitely.
Also Valkyria Chronicles.
I probably wouldn't as much, but whatever. It's got boobs, so it doesn't really...
Well, I think I found the Skies of Arcadia disc, by the way, at work.
Did you? Because I think we don't have one here, I don't
know. No, we don't.
We don't. For the Dreamcaster.
The Dreamcaster.
I don't know.
Are you trying to do Wentos there?
No. Trust me, I don't try
to. The Dreamcaster!
I don't try to do anything. I'm not
that
awful.
The Dreamcaster!
That's an interesting balance, but we'll go with it.
Awesome.
Dreamcaster! No. Fuck it. No one knows what I'm doing. No one should try to understand my mentality. Just you. Honest to God, it will.
Anyway, I think that's it, really. There's nothing really else we can say. I have a question. Inigo Venato says, who's been the gunfight Shadow or Fang? Shadow, because his fires bullets and Fang's fires corks. It's rather difficult to be corked to death.
Well, you know.
And Gabby says that he can. Or be corked to death.
Well.
Front to back, right to left, keep it live all night, keep it corked to death. Anyway, that's it, I think. It's been an odd little show, this. Because, frankly, we've been kind of shy on news.
Yeah, unfortunately.
There's nothing that can be said. Maybe next week there'll be news.
And it'll be like...
it'll be like, oh my gosh, no way.
Exclusive and shit.
And then people will start...
That is, if somebody doesn't decide to go out of their way and...
No, trust me, they don't.
So basically, no one would be allowed to post, and it would be exclusive, and people should be able to tune in and be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, this can be discussed next week. We'll certainly win this microphone's off. Anyway, we'll be back next week with more wonderfulness, when Turbo will be giving the marks in place of Demix for the all-comers and all-stars. And then this man who's coming up will then be dishing out the final mark for the all-stars. Otherwise, I will threaten his hair. A pair of scissors. Or something along those lines. Anyway, thanks for you all for listening in. And so we'll be back next week. I've been Archangel UK.
I've been Echo Hawk. Slow to the punch.
A little bit, but never mind. No one noticed. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye for now. You know what? It just doesn't want to play Alpha Dog, so screw it.
No, you can do it. Come on now.
What? It doesn't want to play Alpha Dog.
It will play it.
Sam is refusing to play Alpha Dog.
Then I'm a bitch.
One second. There we go.
Your jeans. I know I wanna do it. I know you wanna do it. So come on, baby, we can find a way to get into it. I always will be the alpha, alpha number one. I work you and I play you and I will drop you when I'm done. I know I wanna do it. I know you wanna do it. So come on, baby, we can find a way to get into it.
Hi guys, just interrupting it again. Just to remind you that next week's show is the Radio Sega exclusive one.
Oh, so anybody who's not listening is about to be boned, so...
Yeah, so you'll have to tune in to Radio Sega because it won't be on Sega Sonic Radio
next
week.
We'll be putting up links and stuff on the site.
Yeah, just to remind you, but next week, Radio Sega only. Be there or be in silence. See, he loves his hair. It said it in the lyrics. He loves his hair. It's there. I'm not.
Would you stop interrupting the song?
She loves me.
I know I wanna do it. I know you wanna do it. So come on, baby, we can find a way to get into it. Stop.
Yeah.